Distorted View Daily proudly presents Leaving a Voicemail on a Masturbator Enthusiast website.
I love all the pictures of the guys really beating their meat, coming all over the place, just having a good time enjoying themselves. I'm interested in the uncut guys, which you have a lot of on your site. The first one I saw was in kindergarten. Kid standing next to me at the urinal had a little extra blob on the end of his dick, not like mine. Wow, I was fascinated. The next time I saw one when I was in about fourth grade, and I used to walk home from school with a kid who lived a couple of doors away, and we used to go down in his basement and we'd take a piss. And he would hold his foreskin close and fill it up with pee and let it spray out all over the place. Boy, that, even at that age, it got hot. So you can see where I'm coming from. Just interesting to see all your stuff on the internet. I really got hard all afternoon watching this stuff. I'll call back later. Thanks.
Hey, freaks, it's Friday, February 7th, 2020. Coming up on the program today, beating your meat, a distorted view primer, plus watching porn and drinking beer at your public library, finding a man in your storage unit trying on your 7-year-old daughter's clothing, and Gabrielle Chana is back. Did the pube police detain her? I raped that couch so bad.
Hell, you can shove anything up the rectum.
Drunken Negro face cookies.
Christian now fears his flatulence.
Yeah, burrito number three.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Tim Henson back here with you to end the week with a Friday show. Got a good one for you today. Now, I've got to warn you, there's a lot of male masturbation audio I've got on deck. So I thought we would spend the first, 20 seconds playing a short clip that involves a woman. Just some nice, normal sex before we get into the weird gay shit. Something for you guys to hold on to for the next 10 minutes. Something you can think about while you hear grunting and slapping and juicy cock sounds. So what I have for you is a very short clip of a guy really on top of a woman in every sense of the word. She's all sprawled out on the bed. He's standing up fucking her, and he's got his foot on her head.
Abusing my body.
As you can see, she has no problem with this whatsoever.
Abusing my body, daddy. I'm yours. I'm yours, daddy.
Yeah, she has some daddy issues.
I'm yours, daddy.
There he is, kicking her in the head while he fucks her.
I'm a good girl, Danny. I'm a good girl, Danny.
Well, obviously not, because daddy's foot is being pushed into your face forcibly. Not to mention what he's doing to your cunt. Danny. Oh, I hate that. It's not just daddy. You're like, daddy. Not sexy. And if you pitch shift it down, she just sounds retarded. Okay, well, that was me, but I'm sure she sounds just as dumb. Again, I just wanted to play a few seconds of normal porn with a girl, because the next few minutes are going to be kind of rough. Although I may have ruined that straight porn with my impression. Every time you hear that in a porno, I want you to see my face on the slut. Ruin porn for you. Speaking of ruined porn, so yesterday I did something that I said I wasn't going to do. As a matter of fact, I said it on yesterday's podcast. Towards the end, I said, I will never go into the Discord again. Mark my words. That's a Tim Henson promise, ting. And you all know what my promises are worth, apparently, because even before I posted the show, I was in the chat. I don't know. I saw the Discord icon. I was like, let's see what's going on in there. And I talked to a bunch of freaks. They were all very nice. I mean, Vladimir Putin wasn't there because he's been blocked and muted. Well, asshole is dead to me. He wasn't in there. But someone let me know that Miss May, who is a listener who has submitted a bunch of audio in the past few months, she is apparently a newer listener. She just started listening, I don't know, 6 months ago, 7 months ago, and she doesn't know what a gooner baiter is. So I promised at the top of the show I would do a short little gooner baiter primer. It's a good reminder for me that, we're always getting new listeners. And, you know, when you start listening to the podcast 15 years after we started this thing, you're going to be a little confused. There's a lot of history. Distorted View has a rich tapestry, and it might behoove me. Look at me using tapestry and behoove. But, you know, it might serve me and the listenership well to sometimes go over concepts and terms that we use a lot here on the podcast. So today, real quick, I just want to take a few minutes and discuss gooner baiters. It's not a hard concept to understand. They're masturbators. They're chronic masturbators. These are guys who will jerk off for hours on end. Most, I think, like to edge, which is they like to get close to coming, and then they pull back. They slow it down to really savor the moment / hours. I'm going to go out on a limb here, and after watching a bunch of gooner baiter videos over the past, decade or so, we've been talking about this, I'm going to say that a majority of gooner baiters, high on drugs. It's got the, like, crystal meth addicts or something. How else would you not get bored stroking your dick raw for half a day? It's compulsive is what it is. Here's a gooner baiter. He's masked.
Fuck him masturbating. Yeah, fucking penis. You think I'm fucking penis now?
They like to say penis while masturbating. That's another gooner baiter attribute.
Fucking watching guys fucking pop her meat. Yeah. Oh, fuck.
Here's another man masturbating. I'm sorry, gooner baiting. It's very, like, animalistic. They make a lot of guttural sounds, masturbate furiously like monkeys. Stick their tongue out. I know it sort of sounds like that man's dying or turning into a werewolf or something, but he's actually enjoying himself. Here's another gooner baiter.
Oh, I masturbate. Oh, I take poppers when I masturbate.
Gooner baiters really like to walk us through their process while they're masturbating.
Oh my penis.
How juicy his cock is. Lubed up. It's all about, I love my penis. Look at my penis. I'm a penis baiter. Really just obsessed with the peen. Some gooner baiters have no interest in having sex. They are solely focused on masturbating themselves for long periods of time and, of course, over and over. But there are some gooner baiters who enjoy mutual masturbation sessions, like Brother Baiter on Pornhub.
Feel those fucking penises? Penis fucking greased up pervy penises? The fucking phallus?
Masturbator.
They'll talk like that, too. Yeah, man, bait my cock. Bait it.
The fucking phallus.
Masturbator.
Boning on the penises.
Boning on the penis. Penis.
Now they're,
fucking penis.
They're pressed up against one another, but they are just stroking their own cocks. baiting and bait culture. There's no sex. It's all jerking off.
Those fucking dogs.
Fuck
man.
Yeah, look at those fucking dog, penises. Man. Fucking gooned out fucking penis brothers. Fuck yeah. Penis.
He did grab both of their cocks, so he's jerking off both of them.
Penis. Yeah.
They have little, like, mantras and slogans they whip
Voter
out.
Penises. Voter ban of penises. Upper penises. Penis. Froth the penis.
Penis sex.
Froth the penis. Fucking masturbating, frotting. Yeah. Froth the penis.
Frotting, I guess, is when you rub the penis together. Here's another set of baiting bros.
The hairy penis. These two hairy penises. Two hairy penis. Come on. Yeah. Fucking bait hair.
Yeah. These guys seem to be obsessed with hairy cocks.
I'm a penis lover. Sure. Look at that hairy penis in me.
Yeah.
Listen, look at how penis, how hairy my penis is.
Yeah.
Hairy penis, your penis is.
Yeah, the penis top.
See why I think they're, like, high on drugs? He just keeps talking about the hairy penis. That's a hairy penis. You got a hairy penis. Love that hairy penis. Look at that hairy penis. Hair all over that bean. Hair. The last thing I want to mention about Gooner Baiters is you can find them not only on Pornhub or XTube. You can find them on SoundCloud. There's a lot of bait and bait remixes over there. Here's one of them right now. This is a whole playlist. The idea is that Gooner Baiters can drift off to sleep to the sounds of chronic masturbation. It's a white noise machine of sorts. Here's some Gooner sound set to music.
Fucking penis. Oh, fucking penis, man. Oh, fucking penis. Oh, fucking penis, man.
Are you starting to see, like, all Gooner Baiters sound the same?
Man, oh, fucking, oh, fucking penis. Penis. Oh, fucking penis, man. Oh, fucking penis. Oh,
bait that fucking dong.
Oh, fucking penis,
hail
man.
Cock.
Oh, fucking penis.
I think you guys get the idea.
I'm a fucking baiter. I'm a fucking baiter. I'm a fucking gooner, man. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Fucking that fucking dick, man. Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah.
Yeah, his name is Penising on SoundCloud if you want to check him out. These people just, you know, this is their hobby. Some get very creative. Like, here's a guy who set some baiting noises to Tibetan mantras. At least that's what this track is called, Tibetan Mantra Bait. Idea there. Just a short little primer on Gooner Baiting. Now you are all in the know. At the end of the show today, I will play our Gooner Baiting song right here, Baiting for You, as sung by the very talented Corey Sunday. Moving on, you know, we played audio of Tila Tequila, the ex-MTV star slash obvious schizophrenic, recently, and she's back now. The police are knocking on her door as she was live streaming, and she is horny, I think. First of all, I don't know why the cop was knocking on the door. I guess he was just checking because, you know, Tila Tequila just moved in to this new apartment, and prior to it, it was vacant, and so he was wondering, you know, what's going on with that.
Ooh, hey, what's up? You're sexy. You want to come inside and search me real fast?
No, we're good. Okay. When you told me, I did saw one other lady, I guess, over here.
Oh, it's my mom.
She was getting out of the...
No, you're good. I was just telling my people about this, like, really hot police officer right outside, and you want to check me real fast? I got, like, something in my butt.
Let's see if this strategy pays off.
I'm just kidding.
But, no, like I said,
okay.
I was on the phone earlier.
Oh, okay.
Talking to some other deputy, but we patrol this area.
Ooh, more deputies? You're going to have a gangbang over here?
Oh, my God, Tila.
Ooh, a couple of deputies. Ooh, call all your friends over here.
Well, hopefully, they don't have to come over here.
I'm a single mom. All the deputies welcome. Y'all want some coffee, donuts? What you want? I want more babies.
You are crazy.
I'm crazy. Am I drunk? No, no. But my last. I'm just like this. You can ask guys. Am I like this? I'm just like this. I'm not drunk. But you can search me if you want to.
I'll get a female out.
Female. We get some female party. Oh,
like I said, I mean, we patrol this area.
Okay.
It's a small area.
Okay. Well, okay. At nighttime, there might I hear like crazy noises, so you could come on in and like trip, like I'll trip on top of your like stick by accident.
What do you mean, like?
Like sometimes when I go to sleep, I see like shadows. Like maybe you could come inside and like lay down real fast.
Hopefully, this house is not haunted.
It's haunted. Oh yeah, I get scared. Can you hold me later tonight, like in 3 hours?
Damn, she is a thirsty bitch.
We could like you could just. Oh, she said, this is my mom. This is my daughter. She's like, don't mind my mom. She's a little
this
crazy.
This is my daughter. Hey, you want to fuck me now?
Okay, well, I'm glad because I just came from this
other... Let's get back to that gangbang.
...apartment. And literally, like, the first week I moved in there, this guy, like, got shot next door, so I had to leave. Like, I was there for, like, 2 weeks, and I left. Because it was, like, 2 shootouts in one week. So...
Every area nowadays is bad. It doesn't matter if you live in Cinco Ranch or Katy. Every area is bad.
Okay.
Back. I'm here.
I'm undressing you with my eyes. Is that okay? I have X-ray vision. Like I can see you naked through your.
I have my vest on.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry. No, don't tell me. I'll come back out later to talk to you because I.
All right.
Well, God bless you.
Thank you, man. Bye.
Bye.
I'll see you both.
The daughter's there.
I will see you in 3 hours. You stay right where you are, sir.
Oh, I feel so bad for that poor police officer. He needs a new patrol route. Finally, before we get into the news today, I've got some big news. Guess who has finally come back? Gail Cord Schuller! Also known as Gabrielle Chana. When we last left Gail, she was under the assumption the Secret Service was at her door and she was using a dildo to shoot lightning bolts at them. This all started, of course, because Gail mailed some of her pubic hair to the evil Melania Trump in the White House. Gail has been away for a few days. My theory is under psych evaluation. She's back now. Let's see what she has to say. This is a video entitled Project Pubegate.
When Melania Trump threatened to murder her husband, Donald, on live television in mid-January 2020...
I don't recall that broadcast, but okay. This must be a television station that can only be picked up in Gail's mind.
If I wouldn't mail her my pubes, my men and I got together to come up with a plan to defeat her and take her out. Brent instructed me to make a video faking... that I sent Melania the pube she requested.
Oh, so it was all faked! I was kind of hoping this would be the case, because you've got these guys who are fucking around with a very mentally ill woman. They could have very easily gotten her to really send her pubes to Melania. So at least they were, you know, they were still fucking around with her, but they didn't put her in legal harm's way. I did get some emails from people who are a bit confused about Gabrielle Chana, probably new listeners. They said, Tim, I can't believe you thought this was real. She's obviously just pretending the Secret Service is there, which is, you know, one of the theories. I kind of thought that too. But you guys all need to understand that this is a real mentally ill woman. She's been obsessed with Brent Spiner for decades, back to the Star Trek The Next Generation days. Brent Spiner actually knows of her because, you know, she's been hounding him, stalking him for so long. He's addressed this a couple times at conventions and stuff. People have asked about Gabrielle Chana and also told me to stop playing her on my show.
I actually mailed a
letter. Told me to leave her alone because she's very ill.
Letter to the White House, but it did not have my pubes in it. My men told me to make the video to give them time to reprogram the satellites to enable them to enter the White House undetected. You see, Melania Trump had things set up so that only strangers who were retards could enter the White House. And her scanners were set up to scan to ensure that only retards could enter the White House, unless, of course, they were her trusted Secret Service, scientists or Donald Trump. And because of this, my men were not able to penetrate the White House until they could reprogram her very deadly satellites to enable them to enter the White House undetected. These satellites were programmed to kill my men by targeting their vagina butts, and if any of my men attempted to reprogram any of these satellites, the other satellites still in existence for the other men...
Is this retard Sat 1?
...would destroy all the vagina butts, including my vagina, and in the process, both my men and I would die.
That's great and all, but why do your men have vagina butts?
How Melania had the satellites programmed. So if one satellite was messed with, the other satellites for the other men would execute the one tampering with the satellite by destroying all vagina butts in the world, thus killing all the men on my marriage list, as well as destroying every single man with a vagina butt, and would destroy me too.
I think that means I'm safe because I don't have a vagina butt.
Me, by targeting my vagina.
Is that like a boy pussy? Maybe I do have a vagina butt.
Even the men who defected from us, the Gales men going their own way because they have vagina butts, they too would have been destroyed.
All right, all right. The important thing to know is that Gale is okay. I mean, she's definitely not okay, but she's home. And she was just tricking. Well, she wasn't out to deceive us. But we needed to be convinced that she was sending her pubic hair to Melania, so Melania would be convinced she was getting pubic hair in the mail. I don't know why that was important. It's a 20-minute video, and I gotta be honest with you, I didn't get past 3 or 4 minutes. She had me at retard and won me over with vagina butts, and that was enough for me. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre twist to the fucked up news right now. If you are not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, what are you waiting for? Help support this nonsense. Memberships are very inexpensive, only $6.99 a month, even less when you opt for a quarterly, semi-annual, yearly, or lifetime membership. What do you get for that tiny little insignificant price? Full access to the entire archive of programs, well over 3,000 shows, close to 4,000. Plus, every week we do exclusive shows just for paying freaks. This week, we did an exclusive show on Tuesday and another one on Thursday. And I've got a special exclusive weekend show coming up for you on Sunday. Plus, a brand new edition of our video series, Uncut. So just, you know, every week, tons and tons of exclusive content just for paying members. If you like the show, please consider supporting it. It is how I make my living. Superfreaksideshow.com. Other ways to support this nonsense, patreon.com/distortedview. That's our Patreon account where you can pledge as little as a dollar to help me out. And it really does help me out. So thank you very much to all of our patrons. And of course, Sideshow members, you are the reason this show continues. Three very quick stories now. First up, we got one from my home state, the Florida of the North, Ohio. A Sandusky area man is temporarily banned from a local library after allegedly, what do you think he did? It had to be something with kids, right? Kids or porn? Masturbating? I feel like if he was masturbating in the library, it would be more than just a temporary suspension. I guess if he was fucking kids, that would also be a temporary. It's got to be porn, right? He's looking at porn on the computer. Let's read on. So a Sandusky man is temporarily banned from a local library after allegedly watching porn, ta-da, on a public computer while drinking beer. There's the twist. He really made himself at home. According to police, an officer was approached Tuesday just after 7 p.m. by a library goer who reported a man watching porn on the computer at the West Adams Street branch. Police found Clarence Stahl looking at inappropriate content while drinking a Budweiser, several empty cans. He was there for a while. Like, no one else said anything? He was able to down like 4 cans of beer while watching countless porn videos before someone said something. All right, several empty cans and some that were unopened, he was settling in for the long haul, were also found in a bag under Stoll's computer. The 40-year-old Sandusky man initially gave police his brother's identity. Ooh, that's cold. He must really dislike his brother. It was kind of a fuckwitted thing to do because even if it's the wrong name, it's still, you still got it half right. You know what I mean? They have your last name. This stupid guy is such a fuck up. The officer recognized the man and then threatened to charge him with providing false information if he wasn't honest. That's when the dude fessed up, gave him his real name. The police reports state that Stoll would be charged with trespassing if he returns to the library within the next 60 days. He was cited with having an open container in a public place, which is just a minor misdemeanor. No charges for looking at porn, though. That was just a creepy thing to do, not illegal. Records from the Sandusky Municipal Court show that Stoll was scheduled to be arraigned on February 5th. Honestly, I don't think it's that unusual for guys to be looking at porn in the library. There's always going to be like a homeless dude, you know, some guy without internet access checking out titty pics. All right, second story we have for you today. A Republican state senator. Does anyone want to guess how this story goes? I'm guessing he did some gay shit. They always are doing gay shit. I don't think I've ever come across a news story that starts with the words Republican state senator and ends with inappropriate homosexual relationship. All right. A Republican state senator is complaining about legislative pages. Those are like little helper guys, right? Employees of the state senator. Low-level staff, I guess. Legislative pages using work time to play a card game that pits fascists against liberals, trying to root out a secret Hitler. A game in which some versions swap the Hitler character for President Donald Trump. Wow, this Republican state senator is quite the little snowflake. Senator Steve Nass of Whitewater, I guess Wisconsin, Whitewater, Wisconsin, complained to his Senate GOP colleagues Wednesday that both part-time and full-time page staff have, during paid work time, been playing Secret Hitler, a politically themed hidden identity card game from the same game designer who created the raunchy party game, Cards Against Humanity. I was wondering when they were going to come out with a new game. Like, doesn't everyone in the fucking world already own Cards Against Humanity? And I know they have, like, expansion card packs and stuff, but eventually they have to come out with some new products, right? I guess they have. In Secret Hitler, between 5 and 10 players are divided into two uneven teams, a larger team of liberals and a smaller team of fascists. One player is chosen as the Secret Hitler. The Secret Hitler is Donald Trump. The fascists are aware of their leader's identity and work to install him by tricking the liberals, who are not aware of his identity. Oh, this game, it's too confusing. I like it better where you just find dirty words and put them together. Pac-Man guzzling cum. A game expansion featuring Trump, a Republican, as Hitler and four members of his administration as the fascists was released in June 2017. All right, I don't want to hear liberals bitching and whining about that Magaopoly game I talked about recently. There are games for liberals, too. We don't know which version was being played, but both seem inappropriate, Nass said. I would respectfully submit there appears to be a serious lack of leadership and judgment amongst the senior members of the page staff. Aren't you their boss? Like, you being the senator, couldn't you get to the bottom of this, fire some people. Nass could not be reached for comment, but his spokesman, Mike Michelson, really, said the Senate chief clerk has confiscated the game, and Nass's office has asked the Legislative Human Resource Office to investigate the matter. This is the important work being done in local politics. See how fucking useless the state Senate is? All right, a human resource spokesperson declined to say whether her office is conducting an investigation, and neither she nor the Senate chief clerk would offer more information. Michelson said the fact page staff are playing games while on the job may suggest there needs to be fewer pages on staff. Oh, is that a thinly veiled threat? Oh, I'm sure the pages are shaking in their little dress shoes. They're probably like, I could be making more money at Arby's. We get paid shit here. If there is literally the need to allow them to play games, then we have too many people on staff, Michelson said. There are currently 6 full-time positions on the Senate sergeant staff. Full-time pages are salaried with regular state benefits. Well, that is a nice perk. There's about 15 to 20 part-time pages that are generally employed for the duration of the legislative session. Most are recent grads. Primary responsibilities include responding to requests from senators, you know, getting them coffee, helping out at committee hearings, running errands, and helping out with mailings. Some in the Senate thought NASA's concerns were overblown. Would he write an email about the game if they were playing Monopoly? Honestly, if I was their employer, I think I would be pissed, yeah. They're getting paid to play board games. It is a little strange. Although, maybe there is downtime. Who knows? I mean, everyone always says nothing gets done in Congress. If nothing's getting done, then there's nothing for the pages to do, right? Let them play their stupid fucking games. I'm all over the map. I'm supporting the pages, then I hate the pages. All right, final story we have for you today. This one comes from Newport, Kentucky. Oh, right, near where I live. Police in Newport. I live in Cincinnati. It's not Kentucky. It is not Kentucky, but it's very close. Police in Newport are looking for a man who broke into a storage facility and ran off in little girls' clothing. It wasn't me. You can't prove it. I would never fit in little girls' clothing. That's how you know it wasn't me. The bizarre incident happened Tuesday evening at Store Space on West 9th Street. A woman who asked only to be identified by her first name, Sarah, said she stopped by the secure storage facility, let herself in through the gate, and then walked to her storage unit. Her lock was missing, strange, and she said she was having a hard time opening the door. I could hear somebody in there, shifting on the door, trying to keep it shut, she said. Under the crack, I saw socks and legs, and I got instantly mad and yanked the door up. And then he ran out with my daughter's clothes on. Sarah said the man dropped his phone while running. Uh-oh. Oh, he would have totally got away with it, right? But he dropped his fucking phone. She turned the phone over to police. A male friend who was with her ran after the man but did not catch him. After he left, Sarah said they found her belongings had been looked through. Well, of course. He was wearing your daughter's clothing. They also found a man's pants, shoes, a box with several portraits of young children, and a bag full of condoms. What a creepy-ass garage sale that would make. Used pants, shoes, a bunch of pictures of little kids, and a bag full of condoms. Newport police responded to the facility and started an investigation. Detectives are now working the case and trying to obtain surveillance video. I want to know who he is and why. Why would you do that, she said. What possessed your mind to put on a child's clothes? She's 7, and you're probably in your 50s with hot pink shorts and a peach shirt on. Good look. And you know, he was putting the clothing on, then looking at the photographs of children and jerking off into the condoms that he brought. Maybe he was in there for hours gooner baiting. He's a pedophile gooner baiter! Edging that child fucking penis of his. Oh, I hope the police track him down. All right, there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Friday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Many ways to contact the show. show@distortedview.com. That's my email address. Voicemail line, very important for you. 206-666-4463. Write that down. Call in. Say hi. Love to hear from you. And of course, we've got a Discord. I'm all over social media, at distortedview on Twitter and Instagram. Yada, yada, yada. Right?
You can tell you, boo. So you're just going to have to give me a name because I don't know what to call myself. Anyway, Vladimir Putin called in. And it's over, it's done with, I get it. But he still fucking said you take or steal content. What the fuck, man? Like, it's not stealing. You put it in there.
I know, it's the Distorted View Discord, and you're posting stuff for Distorted View.
For people
it's really
to
dumb.
See.
He was just...
And Tim just so happens to play
retarded.
The show.
He's
that
stupid.
You fucking pay him for. God, that drives me nuts. Saying you steal content? What the fuck? No, Tim, you don't steal content. That's like his female voice calls, which are amazing, but...
Amazing. Well, thank you very much. Yes, I don't know what the hell he was talking about there. Let's move on now.
Hey, Tim. It's America's favorite racist, Moon Man. I'm not going to be on here to say, like, nigger or any oaks. I mean, you know...
You're a little stinker.
I feel like this is going to be possibly a voicemail war, because something that really pisses me off is Vladimir Putin.
All right, now I have to tell you, I'm not trying to pile on Vladimir Putin here. This is not a Patreon call or anything. This was called in on December 10th, right? So this was long before my beef with Vladimir.
His shitty accent. that he can't even keep fucking going when he's talking on the goddamn phone.
I do find that funny, though, that his accent goes in and out.
The beginning of it, oh, there's Vladimir Putin, and then...
Wow, your Russian accent is even worse.
It's all of a sudden he fucking speaks like us. Dude, make up your fucking mind. And
I think we can all agree, though, that Vladimir Putin's girl voice is awesome, and his work on the party line, or whatever it's called, the free party line, is exquisite. Masterful.
Diggoo, Timmy Boo. It's your boy, Jim.
Who?
And I just wanted to tell you about a little time when I was 13 and my dad was listening to your show. It was about 8 o'clock in the morning, and I wake up, the sun is out. I'm looking out my window, and it's a beautiful green summer day. And then all of a sudden, I hear Timmy Boo Henson in the other room. You want to touch my wrist? And it just made my day. And I've been listening to you since I was a small child. And
so you're like second generation freak almost, right? Because your dad listened, then you started listening. And, you know,
fucked me up.
In due time, you will have children.
A little bit. But I was already fucked up.
Raising a generation after generation of freak. That's the type of shit I like to hear. America has grown up on Distorted View Daily. That explains a lot, current situation.
I don't know why it just cut off my voicemail in the middle and sent it, but that just happened. Anyways, I just want to say it was an honor having my call referenced on the show that was on the day of the 15th anniversary. And I think the next step is I got to get some of the paid shit. Hopefully someone will get me like a visa for Christmas because I got to get that hoodie first. And then also,
Hoodies are still available in the Distorted View store.
I got to learn more about, from Love Lady Cat Lady, I know she's listening because she's like the acting president of your fan club. I want to learn more about that like liquid she talked about that maybe it'll like freeze your shit if you feel it coming on.
I don't know what he's talking about there. I do remember years ago, one of you freaks sent me in the mail a poop freeze, which is a product, for dog shit. So the idea is your dog poops in the yard and you take this can of poop freeze and you spray the turd and then you can pick it up with your bare hand.
I'm putting the pair on the Discord, I think.
I didn't use it right. There's a video of me. One of the DV logs has me trying out poop freeze. I don't think I shook it right, or maybe I was holding it at the wrong angle. I went through a whole fucking can just to freeze one turd.
To be cheek of pearls. But anyways.
And yes, I did pick it up, too.
Cool, Tim. There's a lot of calls about shit recently, I think.
Yeah. Well, here's another one.
That's sort of the usual. Keep it cool.
All right. Thank you very much for all of the calls. Keep them coming. It's all the time we have on this edition of the program. Why don't you guys email me? Show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail on 480-206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God, is it? Oh, God.
Only retards could enter the White House.
Spread the distortion. STD, tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us wherever you can criticize podcasts. I will be back later this weekend just for Sideshow members with an exclusive episode and a video. So if you're not yet a member, sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. Otherwise, I will be back on Monday to start a new week of programs. We leave you now, as promised, with Corey's amazing song right here, baiting for you. Bye, everybody!
Masturbation is touching and handling your sex organs in a way that creates pleasurable sexual feelings. Some people feel masturbation is okay for them as long as they don't overdo it. This brings up the question, well, how much is too much? It becomes something to worry about when it develops into the main interest and activity of your life. If you don't develop any normal friendships or don't have a social life, but instead spend all of your spare time alone masturbating, it may indicate a serious problem.
You know why you're here? You're here to beat your fucking cock. Beat that fucking meat, man. Look at my meat. Yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh. Look at my cock. Look at the cum dripping on my cock. Oh.
My legs are apart day after day as I slowly masturbate. I make videos and post them online. I know this might look real gay. If I see you next to never, that's because I'm an edger. Wherever you go, whatever you do, I will be right here waiting for you. The call that I make is well worth the wait. I will be right here waiting for you.
Masturbator, 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 masturbator.
I wonder how I can wait for hours as I stroke my mushroom head, pounding my fleshy bloated dong. I will never leave my bed. Oh, can't you see it, buddy? I am coming like crazy. Wherever you go, whatever you do, I will be right here waiting for you. The comment I make is well worth the wait. I will be right here waiting for you. Before I bait, I take poppers to enhance.
I've been masturbating now for over 4.5 hours.
Stroking my beautiful boner and jizz on my pants.
Oh my fucking god, you goddamn right. Oh my god, take that fucker. Ah, oh, teased my cock all that time. Shit, and a half.
Look at that freak, I'm screaming. Oh my god, fuck. Do you know the pleasure? Do you know it?
Oh, bring it out.
Oh, can't you see it, buddy? I am coming like crazy. Wherever you go, whatever you do, I will be right here waiting for you. The comment I make is well worth the wait. I will be right here waiting for you. Waiting for you.
I love my penis. I love to say the word penis. 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 Oh, penis. 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 I love my penis.
Well, I'd rather have sex with a dildo than your cock anyway.